And good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch on your Christian Community Station Missionary Radio. Brian Sidebottom, and of course, across the way this morning, Joe Barner.
Just the two of us today.
Just the two of us.
No. Kind of a prayer request because found out last evening that Brother David's father had passed away.
Yes.
Passed into the presence of the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I believe, at the age of 91.
91.
Brother David, in fact, he mentioned yesterday in his sermon that he was, you know, his dad could go at any time.
Sure.
But he was kind of hoping he would be able to hang in there to the holidays.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Lord Jesus said, oh.
It's time.
Mr. Tucker, it's your time to come and be with
me. It's your time. Yeah, I know. Looking back, of course, 11 years, of course, this month for my dad. And I tell this story, you know, quite a bit. But, of course, my dad, he was in dementia. He had dementia real bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just like a few months before he passed on, he told me, now, he'd forgot a lot of people, but he remembered who I was. And he told me when Tamara was pregnant with Kayla, he said, I probably won't be here to see that one born.
Yeah.
And he was not. It's like he knew. You know, a lot of times I think we just, I guess they get that intuition, I guess, that they're just not going to be here. So, but yeah.
I'm thinking of a great Southern gospel song, Homesick for Heaven.
Oh, that's
got
a good
longing
song.
To go.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I haven't heard that in a long, long time, but
yeah, that's,
suddenly the words flash. So that reminds you how important it is what we store in our minds.
Absolutely.
And store the Word of God in gospel songs that draw us to Him.
Absolutely.
But Brother David is on the way to be with his family in Massachusetts.
Yes.
And so pray for him.
Yes.
In fact, Brian, would you pray for Brother David and for his family?
Sure will. Dear Heavenly Father, it's once again we come before you, Lord, just thanking you for this day that you've given us, Lord. And Lord, I just ask you to be with Brother David and his family as they get prepared for the services and things for his dad. And Lord, just be with him and give him the comfort that he needs during this time. And also give him words of encouragement during this time. I really believe that we need that encouragement as we have loved ones that die during, you know, especially during the holiday season. And Lord, I just ask you to be with them and just touch him today and his family, Lord, in your name, amen.
Brian, I can't help but think of what David Jeremiah shared one time. Sticks in my mind.
Yeah.
He said, when my mother died and went to be with Jesus, he said, I preached her funeral.
Yeah.
And someone said, well, how could you preach her funeral when you just lost your mother? And David Jeremiah said, well, I haven't lost her.
That's right.
I know where she is.
That's it.
She's with Jesus in his presence, and I know I'm going to see her again.
Yep.
So although, you know, sometimes we as Christians, we sorrow.
Sure.
It's going to be a while before we get to be
Absolutely.
With that loved one again.
Absolutely.
But when we do, it'll be a reunion in the Lord's presence.
Absolutely. You know, and two, I was a pallbearer at my dad's funeral. I wanted to be a pallbearer.
Yeah.
I had several people, why you want to do that? I said, listen, I said, that's the least I can do is to do that. So I was very honored to do it.
Well, I sang at both my dad's and my mom's funerals.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Lord gives you strength. He gives you grace.
Absolutely.
So I don't know whether Brother David is officiating his dad's funeral service. I'm sure he'll have some part.
I'm sure.
But the Lord will give him grace.
Oh, yes.
So remember him as you go about your week. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a difficult week for him.
Yes.
And just lift him up to the Lord. Well, when we come back, since we found out kind of on short notice that it was going to be just the two of us.
Yeah.
I said, well, I've got some things stored back from a number of different writers, and we'll start with something from Will Graham.
Okay.
And then I've got something from James Merritt.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Matthew 7:1, judge not that you be not judged. John was driving home late one night when he picked up a hitchhiker. As they rode along, he began to be suspicious of his passenger. John checked to see if his wallet was safe in the pocket of his coat that was on the seat between them but it wasn't there. So he slammed on the brakes, ordered the hitchhiker out, and said, "Hand over the wallet immediately." The frightened hitchhiker handed over a billfold, and John drove off. When he arrived home, he started to tell his wife about the experience, but she interrupted him, saying, "Before I forget, John, do you know that you left your wallet at home this morning?" God's grace is tremendous. So practice grace and don't judge before time. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
It taps me into what I need to hear for spiritual growth and keeps me on the right path and just feeds my soul.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
And welcome back to the front porch here on this Monday morning.
Just the two of us this morning with Brother David on his way to Massachusetts to be with his family. His father, not unexpectedly, passed into the Lord's presence yesterday. And I thought it would be appropriate to share what Will Graham shared about his grandfather, Billy Graham, on his homegoing. He said, "On the morning of February 21st, 2018, my grandfather slipped silently and sweetly into the presence of Jesus. He was called home in a manner that was fitting for a servant of Christ who had uncompromisingly served his Lord for the better part of a century. He closed his eyes in the earthly realm, only to open them once again in heaven. I believe it was something that my grandfather anticipated with great joy and peace. Why? Well, because he knew, with no doubt in his mind, that it wasn't the end. Death for him was just a door that must be walked through in order to get to his real and true home. On the other side of that door was his dearly beloved wife, my grandmother Ruth, his parents and siblings and many wonderful friends and partners in ministry who had gone on before him. Most importantly, the Savior was there, with arms open wide to welcome his good and faithful servant." I expect Billy heard those words. "Well done.
Yes.
Good and faithful servant." Many people have a fear of dying because they don't know what is in store for them. They want to get to heaven, but they don't know if they've done enough good things in life to warrant their place. They feel like there's no way of knowing until they died and the tallies are counted. Others openly admit that they don't believe in a God or in heaven and hell. And in their view, there's nothing on the other side of that final breath. You live and then you die, you cease to exist.
Yeah.
How sad.
Very sad.
And Will Graham continues, "My friends, if you hold one of these two views, it makes complete sense that you're afraid of dying. Yeah. If you can't say with certainty that you know heaven awaits you, it probably doesn't. Yeah. If that describes you, please hear what I have to say next. Rather than fearing death, you can consider it your friend. Since Christ has conquered death, it is now subservient to him. Death has lost its sting. For those who call on the name of Jesus as Savior and Lord, like my grandfather, like Brother David's dad, death is now the friend that opens the door and introduces us to eternity with Jesus in heaven. And so, therefore, the real question isn't about life and death. It's about Jesus and what you're going to do with him." It's not a matter of being good enough. The Bible says that we've all fallen short of God's perfection. No amount of good works can change that. Rather, it's a matter of accepting Jesus' free gift of salvation, paid for by his sacrificial death on the cross, taking your sins and mine, and then his victory over the grave. Ask Christ to forgive you of your sins and be the master of your life. Like my grandfather, you can have the peace of knowing that when your time on earth is done, you will be in heaven and see Jesus face to face. And just don't wait another minute. Surrender your life and your death to him today.
Yes.
You know, when someone we know, someone we love dies, it's a good time to think about.
Very good
time. If that
time.
Was me, would I be ready?
Would I be ready?
Do I know Jesus? Have I trusted him?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not anything that we've done, as Will Graham pointed out. No amount of good works, but it's trusting in Jesus is what he has done.
Yes.
Lived the perfect life and went to the cross and died for our sins. Call upon his name this morning.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Clarksville, we listen 24/7, and we love Missionary Radio. From Hopkinsville, listener, I enjoy listening to Missionary Radio's music and programs. Also from Clarksville, hope you have a blessed day. Thanks to all who help get the word out of God out. Also from Woodline, I enjoy all the programs, and even though I'm a senior citizen, I like the programs for children too. I also like knowing my donation supports Christian radio around the world.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
100% listener-funded. Missionary Radio.
I'd like to remind you that you can go back and listen to past broadcasts of the Front Porch and also Ministry Spotlight by going to our website, Joe, and that's okay. missionary.radio, and go to podcast in the right-hand corner.
So in a day or two, you can go back and get this broadcast. So here's what Joe and Brian do when Brother David
is not here.
Is not here, and they get the program on short notice.
Yeah.
But Brother David, pray for him because he's on his way to Massachusetts to be with his family. His father has gone home to be with Jesus sometime yesterday. So lift him up in prayer, and I know the Lord will comfort their family, and it's good to know.
Yes.
When a loved one passes, we know where they go.
Yes, amen.
Gone to be with Jesus. There's no doubt.
Yes.
I want to share something from James Merritt based on Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, in heaven.
Well, James Merritt asked, when did you last stand at a fork in the road knowing your next step would change everything? I remember the baseball player Yogi Berra,
okay,
who had all kinds of different sayings that if you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Yeah, take it.
but James Merritt said, when did you last stand at a fork in the road knowing your next step would change everything? Picture two paths, one paved and beautiful and the other uneven and covered with underbrush. You're at a crossroads and must make a choice. Robert Frost's poem, The Road Not Taken, inspires you to follow the path many do not take. The final stanza says this, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood. That means they separated.
Sure.
And I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Sure.
Well, throughout God's Word, you find passages of comfort, instruction, and hope. You also discover words of rebuke, correction, and warning. Today's verse, verse 21 that Brian read, is a warning. It gives a sobering call to follow the road less traveled, the road to Jesus. Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, many well-intentioned people will miss out on experiencing the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Why is that? Well, at funerals, you may have heard those grieving share phrases like, well, I know he's looking down from heaven, or she got her wings.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm glad they are at peace. Now, that one will fit.
Yes.
Many people believe that all are welcomed into heaven, but Jesus explains a little earlier in Matthew chapter 7 that there are two roads, a popular one that leads to destruction, and a less traveled road that leads to life. Matthew 7, 13 and 14.
All right. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in it by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
James Merritt concludes, walking the less traveled road requires two things. First, you must embrace Jesus as the only true King. Mm-hmm. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life.
Yes.
No one comes to the Father except through me. All truths bow to him. And second, Jesus says, you must do the will of my Father who is in heaven. That was in Matthew 7:21. In other words, praying once and confessing that Jesus is your Lord and Savior is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
God invites you to walk each day with him.
Yes.
Living with Jesus as your Lord means you trust him each moment of the day. Instead of being tight-fisted with your finances, relationships, and choices, trust him to guide you through every twist and turn in the path ahead. Exhale your anxious control, stubborn pride, and money worries. Take in his lasting peace, daily strength, and perfect provision. I like that description. Exhale your anxious control, your pride, and money worries, and take in his lasting peace, daily strength, and perfect provision. When you trust Jesus and accept his commands, you experience the kingdom of heaven now and receive the promise of heaven forever. The Holy Spirit invites you to choose the road with less traffic, better views, and a promised destination of lasting peace. Share the journey, explore the views, and experience the beauty as you let Jesus be your guide and companion, following him through every peak and valley, and you'll lack nothing on the way. He leads us in this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence in my life. Give me the grace to honor you as Lord in every area of my life, every day. Help me trust your will and welcome your loving presence as my comforting guide. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome to Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. Do you ever struggle with sin? Of course you do. We all do. Now, when Johnny struggles against sin, here's the song she sings.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, please know my thoughts, I pray, and see if there be some set me free.
Yep, it's a song, it's a prayer. And I'm not kidding. I find myself singing it almost every day. Because most of my spiritual struggle centers around my sin. Becoming aware of it, confessing it, repenting from it, asking the Holy Spirit to help me not do it again, help me love Jesus more. Peter Kreeft once said, quote, there are only two kinds of people, saints who know that they are sinners, and sinners who think they are saints. Well, I'm a saint who knows very, very well the sins that I commit and must turn from, as well as the sins I haven't committed, of which I know I'm capable of doing. Man, if I lived during Old Testament times, when I was a rebellious teenager, fooling around as I did on Friday nights, cheating on that chemistry exam, or even the present, like nowadays, hogging the spotlight, not giving credit where credit's due, keeping a record of my husband's wrongs, cherishing inflated ideas of my own importance, and I could go on and on and on. Look, I fall so far short of God's glory, I do more than my fair share of Old Testament sins for which I should be stoned, for which I should be sent out of the camp, for which there just isn't enough blood from bulls and lambs and rams and scapegoats to cover it all. And it is why I'm so, so, so grateful for my precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And his blood, the blood of Jesus, covers it all. And it's why I say today, Jesus, Help me not to sin. I have been saved, but I am still being saved from my sin, and I got a long, long, long way to go. That's why the Bible says, quote, train yourself in godliness. Because so many of us struggle when it comes to doing the hard work of saying no to bad choices, peevish attitudes, sinful thoughts. So how do we move forward? How do we do the hard work of saying no to sin and yes to God's grace? Well, here's the easy but difficult answer. After many decades of walking with Christ, I've learned this. The God of the Bible, as John Piper said, must become the blazing sun of the center of your daily life. Everything must revolve around Him. Simply put, God must be bigger than everything else in life. He also said that God must become the Niagara Falls of every little creek and rivulet in your life. He must become the Mount Everest among the foothills of the many things that concern you. Grace flowing like Niagara Falls and peace higher and greater than Mount Everest will be yours as you keep the Son of God in the center.
So today, ask God to search you and know your heart, to try you and see if there's any anxious way in you. Why? Because Jesus loves you.
Concert information. The Awakening Tour featuring Skillet and Jeremy Camp. Saturday, November 22nd in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena with special guest We Are Messengers. One night. One stage. The Awakening Tour. Skillet, Jeremy Camp, and We Are Messengers. Tickets and info available at awakeningfoundation.com. The Awakening Tour, an Awakening Foundation event.
Missionary Radio. I'm going to take the S off of there, finding favor, that is, on your Christian community station.
But the mountains is plural.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mountains must move at the name of Jesus.
You know, Joe, when I was younger, young Christian, when they mentioned mountains be moved, I literally thought mountains be moved, you know, mountains be moved.
Right.
Which he could do that. But then I learned later on in life that mountains mean mountains that's in our life.
Yeah, obstacles that we face.
Obstacles, he will move those.
Challenges.
Mountains. So I learned, see. So. Oh, me.
Well, Brian, look at 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1.
Okay, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Now, that's similar to something that you posted earlier today on the Missionary Radio Facebook page. Describe that for us.
It says this. It says, if we are not students of the Word, we are in danger of being led by what sounds good instead of what is biblical.
Okay. That kind of goes along with some guidelines that Chuck Swindoll gives us to test the spirits to see if they come from God. Mm-hmm. We need to keep a few practical and helpful checkpoints in mind. Checkpoint one, always let the Bible be your guide.
Absolutely.
Whenever you are in doubt or confusion, always go back to the Bible. Anytime you're not sure or feel uneasy or wonder if something may not be quite right, it's the Bible.
That's right.
You need to consult.
Right.
I think that's why God has blessed Missionary Radio over the years.
Yes.
Because we try to hold that up as our measuring stick, our yardstick.
Yes. Yes.
Does it go with the Word of God?
That's it.
If it contradicts the Word of God,
then it does not mean to be played.
Right. Second, be discerning. It pays to be a little suspicious, even a tad skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
To keep asking questions, check out the character of the one doing the teaching.
Mm.
Don't be gullible. What's gullible?
I've heard the word many, many times, but I can't really explain it. So
easily fooled.
So easily fooled. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Keep thinking clearly. Be discerning. And checkpoint three, stay balanced. In other words, guard against extremism. If you find things getting a little fanatical, put on the brakes.
Put on the brakes.
Christ builds his body with stable, contagious Christians. Fanatics are not contagious. They're frightening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're alienating those who are strong in their walk with Christ, something is wrong. One other little tip. Chuck Swindoll says on staying balanced, if you're becoming more and more exclusive, you are probably moving toward error. Mm-hmm. When God's in it, he blends the flow of truth into the whole body of Christ. If you're beginning to think you have a corner on what's right, something's wrong. Right. You're losing your balance. Mm-hmm. And checkpoint four, seek the counsel of men and women you admire. If you're beginning to wonder about what's being taught, spend some time with those who are not caught up in the things you have been hearing and following. You need a calm, objective, wise perspective. Seek it out. And checkpoint five, keep the unity. Keeping the unity of the Spirit is not simply a nice option. It's a biblical command to keep the body strong. It's an essential part of our walk. Don't allow yourself to be deliberately divisive. There are a few occasions when one must stand alone and walk away, but those times are exceptions, not the rules. So we need to always let the Bible be the guide.
Yes.
Be discerning. Stay balanced. Seek the counsel of men and women you admire, of godly men and women, and keep the unity, basic principles. Mm-hmm. And Swindoll concludes with these words, I pray my words have helped you understand the work and enter into the power of the Holy Spirit, but more than that, may they lead you to the most exciting and fulfilling experience in life, flying closer to the flame, being closer to God. Well, we heard a word from Chuck Swindoll. By the way, we'll hear him again at 9 o'clock this morning, but he's reminding us to always let the Bible be your guide. According to Will Graham, the Apostle Paul in his letter to Timothy encouraged his spiritual son to rely on Scripture to make it the center of his faith. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
You know, the first reason that we can make Scripture the center of our faith is that it has divine origin. God is the author. All yes. Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Mm-hmm. Not some Scripture.
All Scripture.
Not just the parts of the Bible that we like and make us feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Will Graham said, no, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. So, therefore, the Bible is totally reliable for you and for me. As was the case for Billy Graham, if you hope to gain anything from the Bible, this has to be a settled point. Scripture is totally from God. Its origin is divine. In the story of Billy Graham, there was a time when he just had to go and get alone with God
and say,
I'm going to believe this is your inspired word.
Yes.
Second, as God's living word, Scripture is profitable for us in all facets of life. The Bible is not only the roadmap to heaven, but it's also the compass for the Christian life. It provides everything needed to know God, to find salvation, to be convicted of sin, to be corrected and restored, and to guide followers in Christian discipline. And finally, the Bible equips and completes us. It gives us the prescription and the cure for the disease of sin. And as we are convicted of sin, we confess it, we're forgiven, we pursue righteousness, we mature in our faith and in our walk with God. And what is our guidebook?
The Bible.
It's the Bible. Let's mm-hmm. stick to it in our lives.
Yes. Thanks for being with us on the Front Porch on this Monday morning. Join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the Front Porch here on your Christian Community Station, Missionary Radio.